going to hear more regularly from the Manchester VA for our veteran community out there. Kevin Forrest is the director, and he and his team have been working with them now a couple years and trying to get even more attentive and very evolving times and challenges to service the care for our veterans that they earned in vaccinations for COVID, the vaccination challenge. And I've been really impressed at how they've motored this forward with more choices, more locations, more options, more eligibility for veterans and caregivers of veterans to get the vaccine. Kevin's going to walk us through where things are at. Kevin Forrest, Manchester VA, the VA director for our district. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jack. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Where are we at on this? Please update us, because I think there's some important news you want to get out.
Well, it is. You know, I think the biggest thing, Jack, is, you know, a couple weeks ago, as we looked at being successful in getting vaccines out to veterans, is that we opened up, you know, our vaccines to all enrolled veterans, and being able to bring them in and make sure that we get vaccines into arms. And, you know, it was great. Our community partnerships that we've developed, like you had just mentioned, you know, we were in Portsmouth last Saturday, being able to vaccinate 250 New Hampshire, you know, veterans and Maine veterans. You know, we're going to be up in Conway this Friday. And all of that, you know, kind of taking the show on the road is really our success of that is being able to partner with our communities. And, you know, being at the high school up in Conway on Friday and working with being able to vaccinate veterans up there by appointment. And even last week, you know, last weekend in Portsmouth, you know, Karen Kennard, the city of Portsmouth, and Todd Germain, the fire chief, and Britt Sullivan at the senior center, in the course of a day of us reaching out to say, hey, we want to have a venue, they pulled through. We're glad to help. And really, in less than 24 hours, you know, we had the makings of a mass vaccine clinic there. And that's what it's about, is a team effort throughout the whole state for us to get, you know, veterans and not veterans vaccinated as soon as possible. So that's a good news story.
Kevin, let's talk about the caregivers of veterans. This is a community that sometimes may not know that they're eligible for a vaccine. Is that correct?
That is true. You know, we've opened up to the caregivers. They come in, you know, with the veteran during that appointment, and we'll accommodate them. And, you know, it's important to point out, Jack, for right now, you know, those are caregivers that are formally enrolled in the caregiver, you know, support program. And so we've reached out to them. But, you know, I'd say for any caregivers that are listening on the line, is please call the call center here at 603-624-4366, extension 3199, if you have any questions or concerns, and we'll work through that.
Kevin, on behalf of the Manchester VA, Kevin Forrest and your team, do you feel there's some veterans out there that are still apprehensive, maybe waiting till we get further into spring, that aren't even aware that they might be eligible for one of these vaccines?
Well, I certainly want, you know, a veteran to reach out to us if they have any question of eligibility. I mean, we've had veterans that haven't utilized our services, and, you know, we'll assess them, you know, for eligibility, and if we'll enroll them if they're eligible. And we've done that, you know, to a number of veterans and been able to get them a vaccine. But I think the key is being able to reach out. And I will tell you that, you know, I think nationally we're looking at, you know, leaders are looking at to see what we can do in supporting the entire veteran community. So I think there may be more to follow on that in the coming weeks or months.
What's the best resource, the easiest way, Kevin, with Manchester VA for a veteran or a caregiver or a loved one to get or sign up and get more information?
So it certainly, you can go to our website, Jack, you know, right on the homepage, and you know, or just call that call center number and book an appointment, you know, and we'll take care of that and get them in. You know, we've been fielding you know, upwards of 10,000 calls a week in the call center. They're busy, and you know, and they're getting you know, veterans their appointments.
Hey, thank you, Kevin, for the update on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you very much. New Hampshire's number one news talk network and growing. Thank you very much, Kevin.
All right. Thanks, Jack.